I don't want to say this word because I'm trying not to, because everybody says it. And you know what? Do you know what the word is?
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, I just realized just a few minutes ago that I am leaving for South in 2 weeks. I'm taking the RV that I haven't driven since last October. How am I doing? I've got all my cabinet doors on, though. So that's a good thing. Almost all the painting's done. It's not back into ship shape yet. And on top of all that, my daughter Catherine and her husband Josh just closed on their house on Monday. We tore out a big wall on Monday night. We tore down all the kitchen cabinets. We're putting them all back in. We moved some wires last night. And I'm just feeling a tad overwhelmed here.
Look, man, this is like our 498th episode. Have you learned nothing from me in this time? 10 years together and you still haven't figured out. This is why I do not do projects with my kids.
I need to channel you, Scott.
I can tell them, look, he's just
reach
busy.
For your inner Scott.
Just give me their phone call.
Nope, not doing it.
You just give me your phone. I'll answer the calls. I'll be like, nope, Todd's not coming. He's not calling you back. He's not doing it.
I'm sorry. That number you've reached is no longer in service. Dad, if you feel like you've reached this number in error. Yeah. Yeah. So our email's back up, though. So thanks for everybody praying. Scout, you were on your, what happened to last week's show? I wasn't able to be there with you. Did you do anything? I didn't get any emails that said, wow, did you hear the show this week? So you didn't do anything scary.
No, I did not. It was a short episode. I tried to sound profound and share some wisdom from my years as a dad. And
I didn't get any emails on those either.
Good.
It changed my life.
No, I don't think that happened. I did get a couple emails from some folks who thanked me for doing it. So that was cool.
That's good. Well, now I have to go back and listen.
No, don't bother. It wasn't that great. I did try, like, at the very last minute. I meant to try and get somebody to fill in with me, and I was gone all weekend for my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. And
oh, yeah.
So, I mean, things were a little crazy around here, right. And it was, like, Tuesday night, and I'm like, gee, maybe I should get somebody to fill in with me tomorrow. And, you know, it didn't work.
You know how that goes. In fact, where I was this past weekend, I was at the Homeschool National Alliance meeting, which is all the state boards and some in Canada, provinces. And they had me there as a special guest. And I was on a couple panels, but one panel I was on was podcasting. And, you know, how to use your podcast to reach others. And of course, I'm like a real expert. Even though, Scott, we have done it longer than really 98% of all podcasters.
Probably.
You know, there are a lot of shows out there that just have started up in the last couple of years or the last 2 months. So we really have outlived a lot of them. Maybe it's time for us to die.
I did have that thought last week when you were all stressed and like, oh, I don't know. I was like, I think Todd's going to fire me soon. This is just going to be the end of our run. Like, we had a good run. 500's enough. We're done.
We're done. No. 500 more.
All right. More. Yeah.
Anyway, I was on this little panel and there were four women and then me. And the question was asked, so how much time do you prepare each week for your podcast? And the first goes, I prepare about 8 to 9 hours. And then the next one is like, I do about 6 to 8. And someone said, I do 4. And then it got to me and I'm like, 10 to 15 minutes. I don't know. So I just want you all to know that lots of preparation goes into this show. They said, so how do you keep track of, I mean, some of these ladies are doing show notes, you know, where they do the transcript of their whole show. they're all talking about the software they use to keep track of everything. And I'm like, I keep it on a little piece of paper that I've written in front of my desk, you know, in front of my, by my monitor. And so I didn't sound very professional.
You're just a natural. That's all.
It's just what we do.
Yeah.
I said, do any of you have as cool a radio voice as I do? I think not.
No.
So, yeah, it's all about the voice.
Some people are really into like, oh, well, how do you track the numbers on this new thing that just came out last month? You know, I'm like, I don't.
Did you say it's super complicated? I can't share it with you. Yeah. I couldn't explain it to you right now. You wouldn't understand. Yes. So things are busy here, but I was talking to a dad yesterday. I had lunch with the dad, and he was at the Family Man rally, actually. And since the last time when we talked, did I say that Nathan Duncan, you know, he's been on a show a couple times, that he stopped by my house?
I don't think you mentioned that.
Well, he stopped by my house. We had a little visit on our porch with his family. It was fun seeing Nathan. It's always fun being with a fellow Family Man.
I miss Nathan. We used to meet up at the soccer tournaments when our kids were playing in the same soccer tournament.
I think they were going to do a soccer tournament the next day. Yeah. So
one son graduated and the other one gave up on soccer. So
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. We're in the midst of all that volleyball right now, boys volleyball and then basketball starting. I'm just not a sports dad. I'm just not.
You're being punished for something, Todd.
I am. All those years of ease and comfort. And now, I mean, I even, you know, my 16-year-old son's like, Dad, I don't want to take my driver's test Friday, so I'm going to need to, you're going to have to spend some time with me parallel parking. And I'm like, the number you have reached is no longer in service.
Yeah. I told my son, Will, he's wanting to get his license, and I'm like, you know, if you wait a little longer, you'll be 18 and then you won't have to do driver's ed. You can just, you know, take the test like your siblings did.
Did that entice him?
It's getting there. If I can push him off a couple more months, then he won't have that much longer until he's 18. And I'll be like, yeah, I think I'll wait.
That sounds like a good plan.
Maybe.
You still have to take the driver's test though, right?
Yeah, you still have to take the test. You just don't have to pay for driver's ed.
Right. I like our first kids. We didn't do driver's ed with anybody until.
Well, you're in Indiana.
Maggie.
They probably don't require an actual driver's ed or anything.
No, but you have to get 50 hours of driving in.
Yeah.
And that's, he's down to his last hour or so. But I'm still not quite sure. You know, he's a good driver. He has a good sense. But sometimes, and maybe we didn't either, Scott. I don't know. He just doesn't seem very sure of himself. Like, he'll say, I have to stop here, right? I'm like, yes, that's what that red stop sign means. You have to stop. He goes, oh, yeah, right. All right, he didn't say, oh, yeah, right. He's like, he wants to confirm everything. Mm-hmm. And then when you have to pull out onto a road and cars are coming, I mean, that just makes me so nervous because I know and you know and all the dads know how you could be killed in an instant just by pulling out too soon or too late or, I don't know.
So. I still think bike riding made a big difference for me as a kid. Because, I mean, I was riding bikes all over the neighborhood from, like, 5 years old on. And I knew all the traffic laws by the time I was 8, you know. And I did all my reckless stuff on a bike. So by the time I got to the car, there wasn't much left to do. That was crazy and stupid. But my kids, they don't, when Luke started driving, and he got his license, and I was like so proud of him and all that. And then he starts driving on his own, and I'm like, I think he's ready. But then, like, he's like, Dad, we got lost because I took the wrong turn getting on the highway. I went north instead of south. And I'm like, okay.
Pretty they sure don't you have to know north that by and south now. Anymore. Now they've got, you know, their phone GPS. And well,
that,
just like...
that was the thing. He was paying attention to his phone, and it took him the wrong way, and he didn't figure that out. I'm like, great. Anyway,
I know, but that back when you were a kid, I mean, you got your driver's license when you were 12. I mean, they let you back then, you know.
No, I learned how to drive a tractor when I was 12 or 11.
We were more grown up then.
Yes.
But as I was saying, I don't know how we got to driver's test, but yeah, I was having lunch with a family man yesterday, and we were just talking, and I said, "How are you, Paul?" And he's like, "I don't want to say this word because I'm trying not to, because everybody says it." And you know what? Do you know what the word is?
No.
Busy. You know, because people always say, "How are you doing?" You go, "Oh, just busy." And everybody says, "I'm busy." But then we kind of ranted and raved for a few minutes. But, you know, the truth is dads are busy. Maybe it's like the dad badge, you know, that we're just busy and full. And like I said, you know, we're working on Catherine's house so she can. I didn't realize this. My wife said she told me this and we must talk about it. But she got it on Monday. We tore out this kitchen on Monday night and she's moving like this weekend. We're moving into the house. And so I'm kind of like, wow, this is a lot of stuff, you know, to take out a wall. We're going to put a new floor in everything. It's on a slab. So it's like that laminate plank flooring. And they got a great deal on some stuff at a discount, like warehouse thing. But all that's got to be done. And I'm thinking, how? And then I still got to go to co-op gym in just about an hour. You know, I still have to get the RV ready for two weeks. I was hoping to drive it like this weekend, you know, just so I could be at least tested. I haven't even dewinterized it yet. And we're only going to have it like dewinterized for 3 weeks. And then it's going to be have to winterize it again.
I got to be honest. I've been praying for you on the RV, man. When you posted the pictures of that, I was like, that does not look like a job that's going to be done soon.
I'm getting really close. I'm almost done, but I'm just doing it every like spare 5 minutes that I have, you know, hanging a few cabinets and painting a little bit here and then go off to do something else. But I still got some, you know, fairly major things.
If I was doing that, it would never be done.
Yeah. Well, it may not be all the way done by the time I'm done. So by the time we pull out. But we're heading down to Florida. We're going to do some R&R and speak at a couple events. So
Florida might not be there when you get down there.
I know it. I haven't checked today. What's happening down there? Weatherman Scott?
I just woke up before we hit record, so I don't know what's happening today. But I saw last night that they were predicting the apocalypse.
I mean, have you ever noticed that they seem like a little excited about it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're like, it seems to be weakening. It weakened over Cuba, but it's gaining strength. You know, like, yay!
I love when they find some old guy who's like, I'm not leaving. I've been through 63 of these things, and my house is still standing.
Exactly.
Can't get me out of here, Governor.
Yep. All those snowflakes are moving, you know, quickly. Of course, they're the ones who are going to live.
Yes.
The old guys.
And there's one dude who's like, up on the, come on, grab your boards. They're going to catch the perfect wave, dude.
I know it. Those guys. Those guys are crazy.
Yes.
What else is happening? What's happening with you, Scott? Are you getting all fallish down there?
Yeah, it's starting to feel nice. I actually almost enjoyed cutting the grass last night because it was so cool. I love it. I know you don't like this, but I love it.
I know. I feel angry at you. I feel angry at those who were hoping for fall. Just like, are you happy? Are you happy now?
All your pumpkin spice, blah, blah, blah.
And I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
I like sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I love shorts and sweatshirts weather where you can wear jeans if you want, but you don't have to.
That's what I have on right now.
It's the shorts best.
Shorts and a sweatshirt.
It's great, man.
Yeah. And my mower stopped. Talk about it's making an expensive sounding rattle.
Oh, no.
So I got to take care of that. Fortunately, my son cuts grass so we can use his mower to finish out this season, which is I'm going to hope that it's running down. So I don't know.
Well, I told you I went to my parents' 60th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's right. With that? That's a big deal.
That is a huge deal. 60 years. I'm surprised they haven't killed each other yet. But apparently after that time, you're just like, what's the point of bothering to kill them, you know?
You'd think.
That's what my mom says. But that was a good time.
So did they do what? What did they do? Did they have a party? Did they have like
a they had a party? And apparently, when you offer free cake and champagne at the old folks' home, people come in droves.
Do they?
Yes. It was quite the shindig. So yeah, we had a good time.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. And then we all went back and fell asleep in the chairs watching football.
America's favorite old person pastime.
Yes.
Falling asleep in chairs.
I don't know what else is going on. Nothing else that I can think of. We don't do much around here. I'm not that busy. You say you're busy when people ask you. I'm not busy. I just don't answer your calls because I don't like you. I'm sorry. Did I say that? I'm just kidding.
That's okay. People know... They like to know where they stand with you, Scott. So what do you say when they say, how you doing, Scott? And you go, I don't have anything on.
I'm like, well, I'm just playing Candy Crush again.
That's right.
My fourth hour today.
Scott, is this like, and I know you're kidding, but because I know you wouldn't, I wouldn't know you wouldn't waste your life on that. But does it just ever amaze you how many people you see? Like, I was looking in church, and everybody, I know they're not all on their Bibles because I can see them typing with their fingers, but they're like all of them. I mean, I was like looking across, this is a conservative church, you know, and I'm looking and I see six or seven people in my eye just on their phone doing something. But I was at one of these meetings and there was a guy who was a professional guy and he's listening to the conversation and it's a small group of people, like maybe at this table we were at, maybe. I don't know, 12, 13, 14 people. And he was playing some kind of video game. I mean, he was like sliding his finger and he'd kind of look at him for a few minutes and then he'd look back down and slide his finger. And I'm thinking, man, can they not put their phones down?
I don't think they can. I think it's an addiction of some sort. My wife would say it just is, oh, well, my brain does too many things. I have to be doing something with my fingers. It helps me listen better.
Yeah, I'm not sure I believe that. You know,
I don't either.
One of those things that it really, I feel, I never feel offended. I mean, I had a lady wrote me this past week and said, when she saw me, she had to apologize for, because she thought she was offensive. And I'm like, no, you weren't. Don't worry. You never have to worry. But I don't like when I'm like speaking and there's someone in the front row and they're knitting, you know, or crocheting. You know how that lady at church, she does that. And they just
and they're everywhere at the homeschool conventions, man.
I just want to say, you know, what I want to do is if they were speaking, I would like do log sculpture, you know, with a chainsaw. Oh, this helps me listen. You know, because it just feels like they don't look at you and they're just. Yes, maybe it helps them listen, but it does feel like, I don't know. Feels like I don't have their attention.
I bring my electric guitar along and sit there, not plugged in or anything, just, you know, noodling around a little, you know?
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. But I think, you know, again, my point about that is like, you know, I don't care about if you're talking to me and you're on your phone playing a video game, which I would prefer you not to, but I don't really care. But I think, you know, what about our kids? Can we, you know, do we ever go on dates with our wives or we have our children in our presence or we're just sitting on the couch watching something and we dads just can't get off our phones. You know, I think it just says something like we're not very engaged. And maybe we make excuses and go, oh yeah, but my kids need me to do, you know, I need to do this so I can focus. I don't get it. I don't believe it anyway. So dad, stay off your phone. Just stay off your phone.
I actually have that as an issue with my wife where she's always texting on her phone or typing or whatever. And I'm starting to learn that there are some important things she does. Like she's very busy, especially this past year or so with what her dad and her stepmom were going through and her dad still, now he's, you know, going through some stuff after taking care of his wife that was going through cancer for all that time. At the beginning of it, he put off all of his medical things because he was taking care of her and figured it would be a couple months. Well, a couple months turned into a couple of years. So he's doing all of his medical stuff now and just had back surgery yesterday. And so anyway, all that to say, my wife has been on her phone pretty much all day long at any given moment. And most of the time it's for him asking about something. or other people that demand of her time, clients for her photography business, people who ask about, you know, kids asking about things, whatever it is. And I finally had to realize she's not just ignoring me because she doesn't like me. Because I would get really offended when she was texting.
And, I get that.
But I finally was like, yeah, I probably need to let go of this because
can you let go then? I mean, can you really let go? Because sometimes I know I should, but it's hard for me to let go of that. Even though I've come to this, I'll share mine in just a second. So what do you tell yourself?
I have to pick and choose. Like there are certain times when I want her attention, but I have to remember that most of the time when I'm talking, it really isn't that important. So it's no big deal. And I have to not let, because I mean, there've been times when I'm like, who are you chatting with? Cause she'll do it in the car too, when I'm driving and I'm like, who are you texting with? And she's like, well, my dad's got all this going on. And then my friends, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's some major thing happening, you know,
right.
I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I shouldn't be real offended that you're not listening to me talk about.
And that kind of, you know, helps, don't you think?
The football game last night.
Yeah. When they at least say that, because sometimes I just like to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if my wife goes, oh, just somebody, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And I'm like, well, just tell me. And then she goes, it doesn't really matter. And I'm like, we've already spent 5 minutes talking about this. Just tell me and it'd be over, you know?
Yes.
But as far as dads go and husbands, dads, you know, if it's not something important, don't do it. It does feel distracting because, you know, Scott, your mom and dad never did it. You know, for the first 45 years of their marriage, you know, they didn't have a phone. They didn't have any of those distractions. And I think it's got to affect us as families now because we do have those distractions. But I don't know.
Put the phone down and don't think so highly of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but like you were saying, Scott, you know, how I asked you, how do you not take it personal? Because I'll tell you, this has been a struggle for me and my wife. I mean, really for almost a whole married life. Up until now, I have just not been able to beat it. I've written about it in the Family Man Weekly. But it just raises its head inside of me, and it's the simplest thing. But I think I finally maybe have an answer, and I'm even hesitant to say anything, but it's all about driving. My wife thinks I'm a slow driver, and it kind of bothers me because how I hear it is you don't go the speed limit and you make us are late to everything. Now in the RV, I'm kind of okay with it because, you know, going a little bit slower, like going 62 when it says 65, or even if it says 70, saves you a lot of gas and it feels a lot safer because it's a big thing. And so what my wife will do, because I've told her, I don't like when you do that, you know, don't, you know, I'm not 13. And so sometimes I can see her head look over at the speedometer, you know, to see how fast I'm going. And it really bugs me. In fact, it makes me very sensitive to all areas of driving. So when she goes, why didn't you take that road? You know, it just all those things. And I just finally came up with this, that it's just like this thing I'm going to try in my head. I'm going to, this sounds like some kind of psychological garble, but I'm going to remind myself that I'm a good driver, but that I just want, because my wife and I have talked about it. She goes, it just drives me nuts, Todd, if you're behind a truck, you know, and you don't pass them, you know, or it just drives me nuts if I feel like we're not going to, you know, we're not making the best time. And so I've just kind of decided I'm going to tell myself, Todd, you're a good driver. It's not about that, but I want my wife to enjoy the ride. So I'm going to, because obviously she can't stop herself. So I need to get over it and move on. But if I acknowledge to myself, you know, I'm a good driver. I mean, my track record's good. I don't get tickets. I'm, you know, I'm safe. I'm taking care of everybody. That kind of helps me a little bit, not to think that she just thinks I'm stupid and can't drive. But it also kind of puts me in a kind of a servant position, and I want her to enjoy the ride. So maybe I'm going to try to stay up at the speed limit, or, you know, a few miles a little faster, just so she can feel like I'm doing that. 'Cause she'll say things like, well, they won't give you a ticket if you're under 7 miles faster. And I'm like, where did you hear this? You know, when you go to a donut shop and it says limit 3 donuts, that means you're not supposed to have any more than that. You know, so speed limit means the limit is that. But, so
I wish I had a good answer for you. Good luck with that, man.
So far, it's been pretty good. And maybe I can't sustain it forever, but I'm going to try because I don't like being bothered. You know,
well,
and it kind of makes me feel like Cabby Todd, like I'm the cab driver and I just want my customers to be okay with how I'm driving. So, or I want their experience to be good. So we'll see how that works. Well, hey, we're out of time. I need to head off now to homeschool co-op gym. And Scott, this is weird. And I need all of your help. For the last, I don't know how many years I've been doing PE gym for our homeschool group, but maybe 5 or 6 years, maybe a little longer than that. And we have this great big gym too, but now we're no longer in this gym, which was a school gym, one of those old 1950s or 60s, schools that are all run down. But now we're in a church gym, and this church gym is small. I mean, it's smaller than a basketball court. It has low ceilings, so you can't really play volleyball. It's free. We're thankful. But I need some activities to play. I have two groups, 45 minutes each. We've tried and we've only done it for a few weeks. And we can do some things, but if you get some good activities, it's hard. We're going to try dodgeball, but we're going to have to play it a little differently because it's such a small space. So if you get some ideas, let me know, because I'm having a little trouble. You can't even have long relays because it's not that long. I mean, it's like a fellowship hall size, but a higher ceiling.
Is Gaga ball still a thing?
Gaga ball. We could play Gaga ball, but I'd have to create a Gaga ball thing,
arena or whatever it's called.
Yeah, and maybe I could do that with tables, sit them on their sides. That's not a bad idea, actually. But if you got that kind of idea, that's what I'm thinking. And they don't have to be real games. They can be things that you made up. We played balloon badminton, and that was kind of a hit. That was easy to play. So got an idea, let me know. So I got to run, got to go do that. Hey, Dad, if you're feeling busy, which you probably are, except Scott, wear that as a badge, a dad badge, because you're serving your family. And it's a good thing. There will be a day where you won't be busy and they'll be feeding you red Jell-O. Scott won't even know the difference because this is pretty much my life growing up. and you're going to miss all this busyness. So again, have a great weekend. Do something fallish if you like that, and even if you don't, a great time to do campfires and s'mores and, go to the pumpkin patch or do something, and do it because you're Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.